The levels of human consciousness are pretty much what they have been described throughout the ages, from hatred all the way up to love, and then the levels of enlightenment. It's roughly comparable to the chakra system also, in that hatred is the spleen. Down at the bottom, we have people coming out of hatred, kill all Americans, and all that kind of thing. So hatred is like coming out of 70. There are lots of human beings walking around the world and running countries to calibrate at 70. In fact, that's about the same as the Komodo dragon. The energy of the Komodo dragon, we have permission to do that, is over 40, 45, 55, 60. 60. The level of several of the world's recent dictators that I'm holding in mind is over 45. More vicious than a Komodo dragon in human form. So Christ said, how do you tell the wolf in sheep's clothing? Forget about wolves, there are pansies out there. I can handle a wolf anytime. A Komodo dragon, you're getting a little serious. Some of the world's recent dictators, now you're getting really serious. More vicious than a Komodo dragon. And the people vote for them. They follow them. They follow them to their death. Entities that calibrate less than a Komodo dragon. Komodo dragon kills out of innocence. It knows that if it slathers and bites you, its bite is so venomous, he just sits back and waits a couple days and you die of bacterial infection and then he eats you. That's not really vicious intention. So there's not really a viciousness of intention. He just wants to eat you. He's hungry. Can't blame a Komodo dragon for being hungry, right? All right. How do you tell, then, the wolf in sheep's clothing? So we were warned, and we were told, by their fruits you shall know them. By their fruits you shall know them. But by the time you had a chance to check out their fruits and have a congressional investigation, investigators go there, a great deal of time has passed and thousands more citizens have died and they've been executed. How can you find out the truth of them right off the bat? Well, we just did this morning. So when I saw the kinesiologic test, I saw what you're seeing is a reaction of the field, an impersonal field. And what it is that consciousness itself recognizes the presence of truth. At first I thought it was truth versus falsehood. I thought it knows the true from the false. No, it doesn't know the true from the false. It only knows the true from the not true. Oh, that's quite a difference. It knows what's true and fails to recognize what is not true. You see how that gets us out of polarity. You see how there's a subtlety to this. It gets you out of the spiritual guilt of the polarity of the opposites, where you like this and hate that and you feel guilty because you're supposed to be spiritual and not anything. See, there's chocolate and vanilla. You can like chocolate without hating vanilla. Got it? You don't have to hate vanilla. You can just choose chocolate. You can be right-wing and not hate the liberals because they're all vanilla. You can be a vanilla liberal, you don't have to hate all the conservatives because they're chocolates. You just like, you like vanilla. I don't know how you digest that chocolate, but that's your problem, you know? Chocolate guy says, vanilla's for wimpies. I mean, I don't know if you like vanilla, but us guys, we like chocolate. You know? So you can champion your cause, you can tell we're the greatest, and tattoo yourself, make parades, but you don't have to get into hate. You don't have to get into hate. So at one level of consciousness, you have to dissolve the so-called polarity of the opposites, which we'll do today. We'll do that today.
As we end this session, Dr. Hawkins speaks of dissolving the so-called polarity of opposites. To make that first step into disempowering those that you have witnessed in your perceptions, you may wish to reflect on your life. What do you perceive as polar opposites? How often do you find yourself making such perhaps unconscious choices? Take note when you find yourself doing this. As soon as you catch yourself in this belief system, take a moment to ask yourself, is there another way that I can perceive this? Taking time to reevaluate your choices may be one of the first steps that you take towards freeing yourself from the binding thought patterns that have kept you from your imminent spiritual progress.